Some people see that Long Po is wearing a scarf and they don't like it. They feel like it's not monk, not like a monk. But Long Po said if he does not wear this scarf, his voice would be gone. Ordinary people like you all can dress however you like. You can use scarf, you can use coat, but the monk only has one dress, and on the head there's no hair, not much hair. If it's a young monk, then this cold weather is okay. But when a monk is getting old, winter is not so good. You see, do you feel your mind is happy? Just notice that the mind has happiness. And you will see that the feeling keeps changing. Don't stare at it. If you stare, it's not natural. Can you feel that? It's too strong. You cannot help it to intervene with how you observe state of mind. You just have to observe things as they are with mindfulness, with the right type of meditation and concentration, and the mind would have wisdom, and the mind can actually separate from the phenomenon, and the mind would be neutral to the phenomenon. Most of the time, we cannot see things as they really are because we don't have the right type of meditation. The mind that can observe a phenomenon correctly is the mind that has the right type of meditation, and wisdom will develop. So Longpa conclude that you have to have mindfulness to observe your body and your mind with the right type of meditation, and observe with neutral to the phenomenon that arise. When you observe the phenomenon with the mind that is stable and neutral, the mind has to be an observer, not like when you see some phenomenon and the mind move away and become one with the phenomenon. Like when somebody observes the body movement, the mind would move to the part of the body that is moving, and that is not being an observer. Some people practice walking meditation and the mind become one with the feet, and that's not the right type of practice. We practice so that we know Buddha wisdom. So we practice so we know our body and our mind, they are not us. But if someone observes the feet while they are walking, and the mind become one with the feet and observe the coolness or the heat of the floor that they are walking on, that's not useful. You see, when you observe your body, Long Po asks, anybody feel like the body is you? Or the second question is, anybody feel like the body belong to you? So some people who cannot see this, if they don't raise their hand to the first two questions, that means they probably get to the first part of enlightenment already. Notice that when Long Po stop walking, your mind move to think, move into your thought. Do not control your mind. It's natural for the mind to move like that. When the mind moves to your thought, it's the mind that is wandering and get lost in thoughts, and it's when the mind become restless. At this moment, some people here are confused. The feeling of confused is a phenomenon. If the mind can observe this state or this phenomenon, sometimes the mind see this confusion and the mind become one with the confusion, and the mind would just get confused. But if you can separate, the mind is one part, the body is another part, the state of confusion is another part, and that's a good practice. So you have to see or observe the feeling that arise in your mind. The mind always has something that composes the mind. If the mind does not have mindfulness, whatever composed with the mind would become one with the mind. Like when anger arises, anger and the mind is two separate things. But if you don't have mindfulness, anger and the mind become one. And you see, those are not the right observation. It's not observing the phenomenon. But if you can observe anger and see that anger is one part, your mind is another part, then they are separated. And in that observation, you will see anger arise and anger would fall. That's the only way you can actually observe phenomenon that arise and fall and keep changing. If you cannot become a steady observer like that, whatever arises into your mind would become one with the mind, and then you would not know the phenomenon. You would not observe the phenomenon. You see, like when the mind is lost in thought, if the mind has mindfulness and if the mind has the right type of meditation, the mind can observe the state of movement of the mind, the state of restlessness of the mind, and so those states cannot possess the mind. So the mind that can see the part where the mind become restless is the mind that has wisdom, because the mind that was restless is in the past now. The mind that observes that state of restlessness is the current, is the present. At present, the mind is stable and can observe the state of restlessness. That mind that can observe is the mind that we call having wholesomeness. When you practice observing the mind or state of the mind, you have to observe right after something occurs to your mind. It's not like when you observe your body, you have to observe at the present time. When you are grasping your hand, you have to observe that body movement at present time. And you should observe with the most natural mind, not the mind that is too focused. Don't focus your mind. Just observe naturally. Longpa pointed to someone who has too much controlling when they observe body movement. You have to observe the state of your body and your mind with the mind that is natural, relaxed. If you are too focused, if your mind have too much intention to observe, it's observing with craving, with greed, with wanting to observe. That is not a good practice. It's a useless practice. The more your body moves, the more you observe, the mind would become more stressful. Notice that when you walk and meditate, You walk for just a short moment and you get tired. But when you walk around in a shopping mall, you can walk for a long time. And that is because when you walk while you are shopping, you walk naturally. But when you practice walking meditation, somebody have too much control. And so it gets tired easily. The only bad part while you walking and shopping is that when you walk and shop, you don't have mindfulness to observe your body movement. But the part that is good is that when you are shopping, you walk naturally. But somebody, when they practice walking meditation, Long Pa just demonstrate how they control their body movement, their feet movement. Or Long Pa said, somebody observe the body and they are doing it like gecko, you know, the reptile. And Long Pa said, don't laugh at them, you are the same. So everyone, when you think about Dhamma practice, the first thing you do is to intervene with your mind. When you intervene with your mind, the mind is not of good quality to observe phenomenon. So when you study with Long Pa, he will always start with teaching you how to become a good observer of your body and mind phenomenon. So the mind has to be on the right path with the right meditation. With the right meditation, the mind can become a stable observer and is different from the mind that is calm. If the mind can become a stable observer, then the mind can observe the state of the body and the mind naturally without liking or disliking or being happy or unhappy with what happened to your body and your mind. And the mind would not seek some state of the mind or state of the body. Because if you cannot do that, something occurs to your mind, you become happy with that state. You will try to keep that state to be with your mind as long as possible. Or when the mind suffers and the mind does not like that suffering, and the mind would like to intervene, the mind would try to get rid of that suffering. Or when the mind become restlessness and you get angry because of that restlessness, and you see that you become angry with yourself and you get even more angry, that how come you get angry so easily and so often. All of that is not the mind being a stable observer. The mind being a stable observer is that something occurs to your mind, just observe with us being a stable observer, with the mind being neutral to what happened to the mind. That's the right concentration, the right meditation. And that is different from the mind that is peaceful and calm. Even some monk, they don't agree with this teaching, with Long Pa teaching. Some monk, they would say they have to train their mind to be calm first before they can practice. But that is different from Long Pa's teaching. So when Long Pa describe his Dhamma, he described with the wordings that is straightforward. And some straightforward language is not. Sometimes some people feel impolite. Long Pa point to, we all hear that you see your mind is moving away. So use the mind that is natural to observe the body as it is and to observe the mind as it is. When you observe your body, the mind see the body move, the body stop moving, the mind can feel it. The body moves, the mind can feel it. Like when the body is breathing in and breathing out, the mind can see it. Because when you breathe, at least some part of your your body has to move. So when the body moves, the mind is the observer, and the mind that is a good observer has to be a natural mind. The mind that is natural and is in a right state of meditation, it's not difficult to have. The mind that is normal, natural, is the mind with the good meditation. If you intervene, if you control, that is not normal mind. And the mind that is not normal cannot be a stable observer. Only the mind that is natural and relaxed can observe. You see, Longpa demonstrate when people intervene or control their mind, their body would get stiff. Do you see that? You start controlling your mind. When Longpa stop teaching or stop speaking, everyone start controlling their mind. Longpa point to someone that is controlling too much. Longpa asks whether if someone is wondering if how Longpa knows. Longpa said this question should be stopped asking. You see, when a dog is running towards you, can you tell if a dog is in a happy state or unhappy? Longpa said it's the same. Longpa knows the same way you know that the dog is happy or unhappy. If the mind is natural and relaxed, anything that change the state of mind, that change, you can observe it. Keep breathing in, keep breathing out. You see, it's getting too much control. You see, when you focus or when you observe your breath, it gets a little bit uncomfortable. You see that it's different from when you just breathe naturally. So the key is, how do we observe the state of the body and the mind with the mind that is natural and relaxed? It's not easy. But if you cannot pass this point, then it's not a good Dhamma practice. Somebody practice a lot of meditation, and what they get is the mind that is just too focused, too stressful, too much control. The mind like that is just the mind that is tight, control, not active, dull. And the people who have the mind like that, sometimes they feel like they are practicing well. Actually, the mind that is normal, natural, is the mind that does not think about Dhamma practice. Whenever you think about Dhamma practice, you lose the mind that is natural. The mind that is natural has one weakness. It has no mindfulness. It is comfortable. It is light. But naturally, it does not have mindfulness. But when people start practicing mindfulness, they would lose the mind that is natural. The mind becomes stiff. The mind becomes tight. You see, even when you are looking around, it's not natural. You lose the nature, the natural part of the mind. The mind that has the right type of meditation is the mind that is natural. The mind, by its nature, its function is to observe objects or emotion or a state or phenomenon that occur to your body and your mind. So you practice mindfulness and you lose the natural state of mind, and that is the part that can observe phenomenon. So emotion or object are the things that the mind observes. When you have not started practicing, you can observe this phenomenon. Like somebody hit the bell and then you hear this sound. You see, when you have too much intention to listen, it becomes stiff, it becomes too much control again. Longpa said, don't bring dogs here. This place is for Dhamma practice and learning, not a place where you can bring a dog and leave it here. What a temple that has too many dogs? The dog can make lots of noise and it interrupt Dhamma practice. So we build two levels of gates to prevent dogs coming in. But there are cats that keep coming in. If cat wander and come in to this place, we just don't feed them so that they have to leave. And some people may think that, why, how come we don't feed this animal? We don't do that. It's because we want to keep this place for Dhamma practice, for learning Dhamma, without those animals interrupting our practice. Somewhat, they have too many dogs, too many cats. The monk, they don't have enough food to feed themselves and the dogs. There was a temple where there were too many dogs and the monk cannot deal with them, so the monk has to move out. And that temple belongs to the dogs now. So the reason we don't feed animals, we don't have dogs or cats here, it's because we want to keep this place for studying, for learning, for practicing. What a temple like this place, there are not too many left. And the place that is proper, and the teacher that can and is willing to teach, is quite rare to find. So, the first thing is to practice your mind, to have a natural mind that can observe phenomenon. The mind, by definition, is something that its function is to observe phenomenon. How can we have mindfulness and observe whatever comes in contact with our body and our mind? The first thing is, the mind has to be stable, don't move and become one with the object or the phenomenon that the mind observes. The mind that has mindfulness, the mind can observe the state of the body and the mind with the right type of meditation, and the mind that practice enough will become neutral with all phenomena and wisdom would arise. And that's Longpo called the heart of our practice in Buddhism. The first thing you need, mindfulness. Mindfulness is a tool that you use to observe phenomena. Mindfulness is the path where the mind remembers the phenomenon. Like when you're breathing in and when you're breathing out, when you are walking, when you are standing, you have to have the mind that can observe. If the mind gets lost in thought or the mind is a restlessness, mindfulness would not work. Mindfulness can only arise when the mind is natural and become a stable observer, and the mind that is staying with your body, staying with your mind. Anything arises within your body, like body movement or whatever arises to your mind. The mind that is a stable observer that are separate from the phenomenon that arise, like the body that moves. If the mind can observe, then the mind can see that the body is not you. You see, the body is not you, because when people get really old, we cannot really control our body. There are certain points in your life where you cannot really order your body to be this way or that way, even breathing. Now observing your mind, you see, when something comes in contact with your body and your mind, some defilement would arise to your mind naturally. And that is like something that is at the bottom of a jar. Lungpa compare that the mind is like the water, and defilement is like something that is at the bottom of a big jar. If nothing come in contact with this container of water, then nothing would arise, and that water would be clear, and that's when the mind is clear. But at the bottom of the water container, there's some dirt. But if something come in contact with the container of the water too strong, those dirty that is lying at the bottom of the water container, it would show itself up, and that is like your defilement when it arrives. So the mindfulness part is the part where when defilement arrives, water is one part, that dirt is another part, and mindfulness is like a tool that can see that now the dirt are coming up and become one with the water. But if you have mindfulness, when the dirt start rising, the mind would catch it and it will be disappear. So the point is to practice to have the mind that is natural. One day you can wash away all this dirt from this water permanently. The mind that is clear will become the mind that is purified, just like the water. The water that is clear is not the water that is without dirt. The dirt is just laying at the bottom of the container. But the water that is purified has no more dirt. So the reason we practice is that one day this water, this mind would get purified, and all those dirt, those defilement would be gone, and the water will become pure. So your practice is to get rid of this dirt, this defilement, and the way is to observe phenomenon with the mind that is natural, that is normal, that is relaxed. You don't want to observe this state of your mind with the mind that is too focused. Just a relaxed, natural. If you have too much intention, mindfulness would not arise, because the mind that is too much control is stressful and has anger. Time for breakfast. If you feel glad that you are about to have breakfast, you have to observe that that's happiness.